Hello, this is Dr. Evgenia Golter, dictating an endoscopy report on Yorkie Gomez, date of birth 6/10/1964, date of procedure May 3rd, 2024. Physician is Dr. Evgenia Golter, DO. Referring physician is Dr. Suvi Kyriakos. Procedure performed is colonoscopy with cold snare polypectomy and cold biopsy polypectomy. Indication is colorectal cancer screening, common history of colon polyps, description, procedure, informed consent, sustained period, possible complication of procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as possibility of missing lesions, system malignancy, or extent to the patient. The patient is brought to the endoscopy suite, placed in the lateral position, sedated for anesthesia service, with monitor and anesthesia care. A digital rectal exam is normal, a well-lubricated one, secure colonoscope is introduced into the rectum and advanced in the direction to the cecum, which was identified by the presence of the appendiceal orifice, elliptical valve, and complement of Foltz, period. Terminal ileum, common last 5 centimeters, was insulated and evaluated, period. Careful examination made of the cecum, ileocecal valve, ascending colon, hepatic flexure, transverse colon, spinal flexure, descending colon, sigmoid colon, and the rectum. Retroflexia is obtained of the rectum, period. Boston Bob prep score is graded as 7, 2-3-2, overall good prep after significant amount of lavaging and suctioning, especially in the right colon. Period, the patient taught the procedure well without any complications. Findings, the terminal ileum, common last 5 centimeters, appeared unremarkable. Next line, there was there were multiple sigmoid colon sessile polyps noted. There were 4 sessile diminutive sigmoid colon polyps removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there were 3 sigmoid colon sessile polyps ranging in size from 6 to 7 millimeters removed with cold snare polypectomy. And there was 1 erythematous sessile sigmoid colon polyp that was approximately 10 millimeters in size removed with cold snare polypectomy. Next line, there was an ascending colon diminutive sessile polyp removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there was a hepatic flexure diminutive sessile polyp removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there was a splenic flexure diminutive sessile polyp removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there was a descending colon diminutive sessile polyp removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there were 3 diminutive rectal sessile polyps removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there was evidence of diverticulosis coli. Next line, there was evidence of grade 1 internal hemorrhoids noted on retroflexion that were non-bleeding. Next line, plan follow-up biopsy pathology. Next line, recommend repeat colonoscopy in 1 year pending breath. Next line, recommend increase in fiber and water intake. Next line, follow-up in the office as previously scheduled.